this Life Skills session is about spring cleaning. Now, I don't know where you are, but if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, it's the spring. We're very close to the spring equinox, which is a period of balance. That's symbolic, but we'll go into that maybe on another call. But if you live in a part of the country like we do that has different seasons, that has a winter as well as a summer and a spring, this is the spring and it feels so good to be in warm weather again, to see the sun, to be able to open the windows, to have the breeze blow through the house. And so it's time for spring cleaning. This is something that people have been doing ever since there have been people and there have been homes. And today we want to talk to you about spring cleaning and what that means in terms of creating authentic power.
I'm really looking forward to doing that, beloved. I've been seeing all those spring flowers coming up and really thinking to myself, what is it that I need to look at to do some spring cleaning in me? And I'm really looking forward to doing that. Yes, beloved? You said something?
Yeah, we have a couple of cameras here. So I was just reminding Linda which one is which. So spring cleaning has to do with creating authentic power in this way. It's cleaning yourself energetically so that you can experience some spiritual growth. Spring cleaning ends doing the same thing again and again and getting the same results again and again. Spring cleaning means finding and challenging frightened parts of your personality. Well, you know about parts of your personality. Some of them are frightened. They hurt. They create destructive consequences.
In other words, they're based in fear.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. And some of them are based in love.
The reason I said that, beloved, is when you say some of them are frightened, I want to be clearer. And in case you're new on this call, that what we mean is that some of the parts of the, either parts of the personality are either based in fear or in love, in all of us. And when we say a frightened part of the personality, we mean one that its intention is based in fear. It could be anger, it could be jealousy, it could be inferiority, it could be overwhelm, it could be feeling stressed out. Those are all experiences or thoughts of frightened parts of the personality that are based in fear. And then there are loving parts of the personality that are accepting and loving and content and playful and awe, feel awe of the universe. So we have all of those. So just in case you're new and you don't know the vocabulary we've been using or haven't read the books, I just wanted to let you know about that so you'll understand what we're talking about.
Thank you, beloved. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes.
So now you can see that if you're doing the same things and getting the same results, you're due for some spring cleaning. And that's what this Life Skill is going to help you do. Because these behaviors, doing the same thing, getting the same results, are much more than just habits. They're frightened parts of your personality, or as Linda just explained, they're parts of your personality that originate in fear. For example, you keep getting angry, or you keep getting jealous, or you keep needing to eat, or watch pornography, or you keep needing to bring your work home with you and continue it at home until 8 o'clock at night. In other words, if you find yourself being a workaholic. Here's the thing, if someone doesn't realize, let me put it this way, the parts of your personality that keep doing this again and again are frightened parts of your personality. And they'll continue to do it until you recognize that you have a choice in the matter. Until you realize that you have a choice, these parts of your personality will continue to become angry, irritated, jealous, resentful, overwhelmed, anxious, and the list goes on and on. If you think of any painful emotion that you've experienced, that comes from fear. So people who keep doing this don't see the origin of these thoughts and deeds. They, as frightened parts of their personalities, they say, oh, they're just habits, that's just the way I am. But creating authentic power requires you to take a closer look at your personality at your life and to recognize some important things. That is, that it's possible for you to move beyond the control of these frightened parts of your personality. But that requires more than just stop doing them. You know, that's what some people think. They think that, if I want to break a habit, I'll just... I read in a magazine that I have to just stop doing what I was doing for 21 days. Or I can break this habit in 5 days. Well, it's not that easy. If you've been drinking, even if it's just a glass of wine before your meals in the evening, or if you've been overeating and you're overweight, or you're obese, or you have diabetes, well, you know that there's a lot more involved than just saying, I'm going to stop doing this for a couple of days or for a couple of weeks. The process begins when you realize that you have a choice, that these experiences come from frightened parts of your personality, and that you can move beyond their control. The process ends, well, when it ends, depends on you. Because every time you choose to act on a frightened part of your personality, that you become angry again and speak in anger, that you become jealous again and act in anger, you feed that part of your personality and it grows stronger. But when you don't act on it, and not just don't act on it, you consciously do not act on it as a challenge to that part of your personality, and instead of simply not acting on it, instead you reach for the healthiest part of your personality that you can. Well, Linda's already listed a few of them for you. Gratitude, appreciation, caring, patience, awe at the universe, contentment. Recall one of those and reach for it. Try to step into that energy. And even if you can't step into the energy at that moment, still, act from that loving part of your personality.
But
that's challenging
the
frightened part.
But what if I'm still feeling that, you know, and I'm still angry, but I try to do that? Should I just like push aside my anger and check?
No, Linda has brought us right to the heart of creating authentic power. You can't decide what you're going to feel in any moment. You know that. When you become angry, you can't just say to yourself, I'm going to stop being angry now, because the anger continues.
I think many people do try to do that. They try to stuff down their anger. They try to not have it. You know, so I don't know if everyone really understands that for sure.
Well, if you think that you can stop being angry or jealous, then just stop being angry or jealous if that works for you. But I found it for me. I can't turn off an emotion just like that. But I can decide what I'm going to do. I can decide what I'm going to do while I'm feeling angry, or while I'm feeling jealous, or while a frightened part of my personality is active in me. And we suggest that you experience that part of your personality as fully as you can. Not try to distract yourself. Not try to cover it over with watching a television program or reading a book, or more likely becoming angry again, even more angry, or eating something. But instead, you look at your emotions in terms of what you're feeling in your body in the way of physical sensations. You can start by putting your attention in your throat area and then in your chest area, and then in your stomach area, not to distract yourself, but on the contrary, to feel what physical sensations are there. And when you're in a frightened part of your personality, you'll find some painful physical sensations. And while you're doing that, then reach for the loving part of your personality.
Yes.
That's the moment of creating authentic power. That's the challenge. That's what takes you beyond the control of that part of your personality. And when you do that, you're cleaning out some clutter, to put it in terms of spring cleaning.
Indeed.
So when you spring clean, you look at yourself energetically, and you look at what it is that you've been not challenging. You look at all the dirt and the clutter and the dust and the lint that's accumulated over the winter. That means during the time that you've been unconscious. And then you go through your house and you start to clean it up, just like you do the house you live in the spring. And you pick up the rugs after you've vacuumed them and you see, oh my goodness, there's there's some things under there. And you vacuum them up. And then you open the windows and you dust and you clean. This is spring cleaning, because all of the clutter that you're carrying with you in your life are the frightened parts of your personality. But they are there for a reason. They are your avenues to spiritual growth. So don't think that when you're doing spring cleaning, you can say, well, got rid of that junk. It's not junk. These frightened parts of your personality are the very aspects of yourself that you need to move beyond the control of in order to give the gifts that you were born to give. And it's only in giving those gifts that you begin to experience meaning in your life, and creativity, and joy, and vitality. And spiritual partnerships become delightful. And spring cleaning becomes something you're doing every day. Spring cleaning can happen at any time.
Absolutely. It's not just in the spring. It's all the time, isn't it? Anytime you notice. In fact, one thing that I've noticed for myself is that I've been working for some time to, every time I have an experience of fear, a frightened part of my personality become active, that I actually enjoy the process. I see, oh, this is why I'm here. I'm here to experience this, to see it for what it is, and not act on it. And what that's really exciting to me when that happens. It isn't always exciting. It depends on the frightened part and how much control it has on me in that moment. But many times, much more often, I'm able to see it. Wow, look at this is coming up, so I can learn something. I'm so excited about that. And I know that when we're in events, I'll say to someone, wow, how exciting that you're seeing this for what it is. And they may not think it's so exciting in the moment, but I think they understand later that it really is exciting. And then you begin to enjoy not only when you're in loving parts of your personality, but also when there's a frightened part that comes up that you don't act on, that you feel it, you feel its power, you feel the pain underneath it, and you go ahead and act from a loving part of your personality, and you see that as part of your process in the Earth School. It's very exciting when that happens.
That's the excitement. It's not exciting to feel pain, because anger is painful. Jealousy, oh, it's terribly painful. Resentment, lack of forgiveness. When you don't forgive someone, that is not a pleasant way to live, because you're carrying pain with you. So that's not exciting. But as you begin to create authentic power in your life by becoming emotionally aware and making responsible choices, you begin to see that these frightened parts of your personality return. They don't leave your life just because you challenged them once and said, I'm not going to act on this part of my personality. They return. And each time they do, they're painful, and they have the same thoughts, which are critical and judgmental. But you begin to see after a while that they don't control you the way they used to. They don't penetrate as deeply. They flow over you and off of you like water off the feathers of a duck. And then they come, but you create, you speak, you radiate the loving parts of your personality. You are creating authentic power. You are becoming authentically powerful, which means that you are no longer in the control of external circumstances, no longer in the control of what people do, of what the world presents to you. If someone's rude to you, you don't need to be offended. You know, a frightened part of your personality will, but you don't need to be controlled by that. Mm-hmm. You know, I visited a monastery once when I was writing the Dancing Bully Masters, because I needed a Sanskrit quote translated. And I listened to the abbot there giving his talks in Chinese a little bit, and he would say remarkable things. He would tell his students, his monks and nuns, he said, if somebody spits On my face, I let it dribble down my chin. I thought, my goodness, that's quite a thing to say. But I realized I believe that's what he would do, because he's so balanced, he's so grounded, and he has no malice in him. He has no anger. He has no need for resentment, for vengeance, for getting even. He can't be offended. The world is amazing to him. Everything in the world is amazing to him. Can you say that? Well, if not, you have some spring cleaning to do.
Indeed. And I was thinking of spring cleaning. Also, another metaphor with that would be in the garden. You know, if you have a weed that's covering up your garden and you don't even know that it's doing that, in other words, frightened parts of your personality that are controlling you, let's say in a relationship. Let's just say in a relationship, relationships that you have. Maybe there's one in particular where you feel a lot of distance from that person. And so a lot of weeds have been growing in your garden. It's not blooming flowers and closeness with that person. And so you, as you see, oh my goodness, I feel so distant from this person. Or when I have frightened parts of my personality active, I push them away. I get in power struggles with them. Or maybe for years I don't even see them, but every time I think about them, I have energy that's not loving toward them. So in other words, you're letting your weeds grow, the frightened parts of your personality grow in your garden. So you can't even see the flowers. You can't even see the lightness and the love and the energy for another soul, even if they've done things that you don't like. You can weed your garden. You can actually begin to cutting the weed off with the scissors, but actually pulling it out by the root. You know, that you actually pull the whole thing out. You keep working on that so you get that root out, so that you, as you challenge that frightened part over and over again, you begin to pull out the whole root. And that's really exciting when that happens, because then you see you're not controlled by that part of you again.
That's right. So Linda just shifted to another metaphor, didn't she? Gardening. But gardening happens in the spring too, so we're still on the right track. And the track is awareness. The track is becoming aware of what you are doing in your life, and whether it's creating destructive consequences in your life or whether it's creating constructive consequences. And if you apply your emotional awareness and you put your attention in these parts of your body, your throat, your chest, and your solar plexus, and you find any painful physical sensations, that is how you know that a frightened part of your personality is active. And when you act on it, speak from it, live in it, you create destructive and painful consequences for yourself. And when you challenge it, you don't. You begin to use your broom and to clean your house. And this is the way you do it. So how do you recognize a weed? How do you know what requires spring cleaning? Well, there's lots of ways. Of course, emotional awareness always tells you. But your interactions with others is always a good place to do some spring cleaning. Mm-hmm. For example, you may discover that when a frightened part of your spiritual partner becomes active, a frightened part of your personality that wants to make your partner wrong becomes active. Have you ever experienced that? You're trying to support someone who's in a frightened part of her personality, and you find that you're in a frightened part of your personality because you don't like that your spiritual partner's in a frightened part of hers. And you make your partner wrong, or you feel your partner shouldn't have this frightened part active, or that your partner should be challenging it.
Does this sound familiar to any of you? I'm just wondering.
Well, practice emotional awareness and you'll find out that these things happen. Mm-hmm. They happen a lot.
Yeah.
They happen all the time when you're not conscious of them, but when you are conscious of them, that gives you an opportunity to change them. Mm-hmm. When you realize that these experiences you're having because of the experiences that the person you're with or your spiritual partner is having, that the experiences you're having are your experiences. They're your experiences. Mm-hmm. And you can't change your experiences by changing someone else. You can try. You can try.
And but maybe that would be a frightened part of your personality that would be trying.
Yes. If you are successful in changing someone else, then your anger may seem to disappear for the moment. But it's only for the moment, because the origin of it isn't the other person. The origin of it is in you. Mm-hmm. And until you change that, your anger will recur. Mm-hmm. And, excuse me, beloved.
Go ahead. I was just thinking about how I want everyone to really look at where you need to do some spring cleaning. I mean, that's really what I'd like to do, and I didn't want to interrupt your thought. So.
Thank you. That's actually my thought. We're talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to change a habit. It requires recognizing that it's not just a habit.
Yeah.
It's an unconscious behavior. That's why you keep doing it again and again. And then, as you create authentic power, you begin to see, and clearly too, that your unconscious behaviors are frightened parts of your personality.
Mm-hmm.
That they are the parts of your personality that become jealous, overwhelmed, anxious, that need to eat, need to drink, need to shop, need to gamble, need sex. And they're out of control. Now, the last things I mentioned are your addictions. Everybody's got some addictions. And that is where spring cleaning leads. Because as you become aware in your life, you become aware of the frightened and loving parts of your personality, and you begin to see eventually, excuse me, you begin to experience sooner or later that the strongest frightened parts of your personality are what we call your addictions. Pardon me again. So spring cleaning can lead you to some big places. It can even lead you to some house renovation. But you'll find these things, if they are appropriate to you, at the appropriate time for you. Right now, we're suggesting that you begin to look at your life a little more closely, that you begin to pay attention to your emotions. Maybe you've never thought about doing that before. Probably you haven't, because most five-sensory people, that means people who are limited to their perceptions to what they can see and taste and hear and touch and smell, don't have any use for emotions at all. In fact, emotions just get in the way of, what? That's a good question. Succeeding, a successful life. They get in the way of pursuing external power. That's what we were talking about. As Linda said, when you try to change someone else, that's pursuing external power, the ability to manipulate and to control. And when you do, you only create painful consequences. You push people away, and they push you away. So you can see that house cleaning can have wonderful benefits. It gives you more than just a clean and lovely house again to live in. It gives you a less cluttered, less painful, more joyful, more meaningful, more constructive, more creative, more loving life.
Mm.
Now that's really spring cleaning. That's letting the sunshine in.
Yes.
That's letting the fresh breeze in. That's letting the light in.
Mm-hmm.
The light that comes through the window, and light with a capital L. It's letting that light in too.
Right, and a reminder that you can do spring cleaning anytime. You don't have to wait till spring to do the spring cleaning in yourself.
That's right. So the next time you're spring cleaning, which might be today or in the next few days, think to yourself, especially if it's a sunny day outside and you've got the windows open and the light's coming in, you can think to yourself, I'm enlightening my house. My house is becoming enlightened. And then apply that to your internal spring cleaning, to your energetic spring cleaning, to your spiritual spring cleaning.
Indeed. Beautiful.